How to encourage next steps without pressure or false promises. Encouraging next steps is a beautiful part of reentry and restoration chaplaincy, but it must be done with wisdom. A returning citizen may be ready for change, but unsure where to begin. They may want a church, a recovery group, a mentor, a job, housing, counseling, legal help, or family repair. They may also feel ashamed, exhausted, suspicious, or afraid of being rejected again. The chaplain's words matter. Pressure can shut a person down. False promises can damage trust. But gentle clarity can open a door. A wise chaplain does not say, "I know exactly what you need and I'll take care of it." A wise chaplain says, "Let's look at the next faithful step together." That phrase matters. Next faithful step. Reentry can feel overwhelming because everything seems urgent. Housing is urgent, work is urgent, family is urgent, recovery is urgent. Court or parole obligations may be urgent. Spiritual hunger may be urgent. But people can only take one faithful step at a time. Encouragement should be specific, honest, and permission-based. You might say, "Would you like help thinking through a church or recovery group that could support you?" Or, "I cannot promise housing, but I may be able to help you identify a proper referral pathway." Or, "This sounds like something a counselor or recovery leader should be part of. Would you be open to that?" Notice the honesty. The chaplain does not promise outcomes. The chaplain does not guarantee acceptance, housing, employment, reconciliation, or quick change. The chaplain does not use spiritual language to make promises God has not authorized the chaplain to make. False promises often sound comforting in the moment, but they can wound later. Do not say, "Everything will work out quickly." Say, "This may take time, but you do not have to walk alone." Do not say, "I'll make sure they accept you." Say, "I can help you approach this wisely." Do not say, "God will fix this by next week." Say, "God is present and we can seek the next faithful step." Reentry and restoration chaplaincy is hopeful, but it is not naive. It honors both mercy and accountability. It protects dignity while respecting safety, policies, and proper support systems. When encouraging next steps, remember the whole person. Returning citizens are embodied souls. Spiritual care belongs together with wise community, practical support, recovery awareness, responsible accountability, and patient discipleship. The chaplain's calling is to be steady, truthful, and kind. Encourage without pressure. Support without taking over. Offer hope without pretending certainty. Build bridges without becoming the whole bridge. That kind of care can help a person take the next faithful step toward restoration.